Thank you, Tom. Meant a lot to me. So I have a little story to tell you first because I thought you should be aware of this. One day God looked down at Earth and he was really shocked by all the sinning that was going on. He just did not expect that much. And so he decided what he would do is he would send an angel down to check and see just how bad it really was. Maybe if an angel went down and was with the people, he could find out if it wasn't as bad as it looked. The angel went down and came back and said, number one, I'm really sorry to have to tell you this, but 95% of the people are sinning and only 5% are really being good and following your rules. God said, oh, wow, that's not really good. That's not good at all. I'm going to send down one more angel. Maybe a second opinion is a good idea here. And so he sent down one more angel with the same direction, go down and see how bad it is down there. In time, the angel came back and said, God, I'm afraid it's true. 95% of your people are sinning, and only 5% are not. And God said, wow, this is just not good. I think what I'm going to do is I think I will send an email to the 5% encouraging them and letting them know how much I appreciate what they're doing. Do you know what God said in that email? I didn't get one either. Didn't see that coming, did you? So now we know. The scripture is embedded in the message this morning, and so I'm going to begin with Philippians 2, 1-13, and you'll probably be pleased because this message is not going to be lengthy, unless my mouth just gets away with itself, because of the virus that I'm sporting here. Philippians 2. Paul is talking to the church at Philippi, and he's encouraging them. He says, does your life in Christ give you strength? Does his love comfort you? Do we share together in the Spirit? Do you have mercy and kindness? If so, make me very happy by having the same thoughts, sharing the same love, and having one mind and purpose. When you do things, do not let selfishness or pride be your guide. Instead, be humble and give more honor to others than to yourselves. Do not be interested only in your own life, but be interested in the lives of others. That's the beginning, and I like that. This is World Communion Sunday. We all know that now. And every year on the first Sunday of October, Christians around the world, Christians share in Holy Communion, a sign of Christian unity and ecumenical cooperation, at least for one day. But it's a good thing. It's good that we do this. But I've been thinking about the symbolism of World Communion this week, and I've come to the conclusion that for the Christian, it is good that we take the time to remind ourselves that we are not alone in our faith, and that as Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, we stand together in faith. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. That being said, I'm not sure what word I should have used here. We are living in a fearful, worrisome, maybe a little chaotic time, maybe frightening. After all the wars and the history of the world, you'd think we'd have found a way to settle our differences without bloodshed, wouldn't you? By now, really, thousands of years? Why can't we get this right? After all the civil unrest in the United States, you would think that we'd have learned how to settle our differences, that we would have learned how to listen to each other, how to seek compromise, how to live together in peace, not focusing on our differences, embracing our similarities, the things we have in common. This morning, I chose to wear my rainbow stole, which on the other side it says de colores, which means in Spanish, all the colors. And it's a reference to all the colors of the world and the beauty that God has given us in this world. And today I thought it's good. I was going to wear it, but I thought it'd get in the way of this now, my beautiful flowers, so I'm not going to. I'm just going to let you look at it. But to me, I thought it was a reminder of all the colors of all the people in the world. And think of it this way. If you and I were the only color, there'd be no rainbow there. How boring would that be? God made it that way on purpose, I believe. In the 1950s and the 1960s, Martin Luther King Jr. worked for civil liberties for all people, regardless of their color. And that here we are, over 50 years later, still finding fault with people who don't look like us, who don't talk like us, who don't act like us. What's wrong with this picture? World Communion Sunday, I think, is a good day to remind ourselves that we stand with Christians around the world. It's also a day to remind ourselves that Christians are more alike than they are different. But I'm wondering, what if we took it a step further? Because you notice we're just talking about Christians here, and we're not the only ones in the world. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians as he moves on. In your lives, you must think and act like Christ Jesus. Christ himself was like God in everything. But he did not think that being equal with God was something to be used for his own benefit. But he gave up his place with God, and he made himself nothing. He was born as a man, and he became like a servant. Thank you, Tom. That really helped. And when he was living as a man, he humbled himself and was fully obedient to God, even when that caused his death. Paul said, you must think and act like Christ Jesus. Think about that. Jesus, who had compassion for everyone, regardless of what country they came from, what they looked like, who they believed, or what they believed. He had compassion for everyone. If you had a need, he didn't ask you, are you of my faith? Are you a Christian? Are you a follower of mine? He healed them. And then he talked to them about God. Jesus would sit at the table with anyone. He was invited to a meal, he would go. He would invite all those who were hungry to eat with him. Remember the feeding of 5,000? He didn't ask what color their skin was, what ethnicity they were, what language they spoke, what they believed. He just fed them. Paul continues. No, before he does, question. What if you were to extend your hand in fellowship to those who do not believe as you do? What if? What if you were to look past someone's religious, political, or ethnic differences to see the child of God that inhabits the body? Because every one of us on this planet are a child of God, regardless of where we live, what we believe. We are children of God. Can we look past that to see the child of God? Now, Paul continues, be the people God wants you to be. My dear friends, you have always obeyed God when I was with you. It is even more important that you obey now while I am away from you, because God is working in you to help you want to do and be able to do what pleases him. The word communion is of Latin origin. The beginning means with or together, and obviously union means oneness or unity. I believe Jesus expected his followers to live together in unity. But you know what? I think Jesus' table was so much bigger than that. I think it extended beyond that. As a matter of fact, there's a place in the Old Testament and another one in the New One. In the Old Testament, God says, I have other sheep that are out of this fold. And Jesus said the same thing. So what makes us think that we're so special? We all are. I believe that Jesus expects us to live together in unity with all of God's children. And the fact is, they are all of God's children. We should not be, you and I should not be living merely as Christians. It's not enough. We ought to be active children of God. It's not just what we say we are, it's how we act out who we are. That's the important thing. And if we're acting as children of God, then we will have compassion for all, regardless of color, ethnicity, or religion. And we will invite all to our table. And perhaps it won't be the table of communion that the Christian celebrates. Perhaps it will just be a table where you can break bread and get to know each other. I'm all for World Communion Sunday, but I think we need to go farther with it. And I think that's the only way that this world is going to get to that place where we can have peace with each other and stop fighting, is if we look past our differences to the child of God that inhabits the body. Will you pray with me? Lord God, we are your children, all of us, but sometimes we tend to forget that we're not the only ones, that you have children all over this world, and you love them all just the same. Lord God, if we are to be like Jesus and do what you want us to do, then show us how to love them all just the same. Amen.